This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Hi everyone, welcome to Spotboy Podcast Season 1. I am Sangya. And you know, I just want to begin by congratulating Ekta Kapoor for becoming a new mom of Ravi Kapoor, who has obviously been conceived through surrogacy. Now, I've been reading all these news articles and it's come to my attention that surrogacy as a trend is really emerging and picking up in India. So, you know, I just thought it would be fun discussing this and also discussing why surrogacy is sort of taking over adoption. So on the other side of Spotboy Podcast Season 1, we are going to be discussing the emerging trend of surrogacy in Bollywood. So stay put. Hi guys, welcome to yet another Spotboy Podcast Season 1. I am Sangya and joining me today on the mic is Sumit. Then we have Faizal, Runali, Agni, Prajakta and Vicky. So today's topic is the emerging trend of surrogacy in Bollywood. And of course, I'm sure you've already guessed why this topic. It's because we are welcoming and talking about the new mom in Bollywood and the TV industry, Ekta Kapoor, who's just become a mother through surrogacy. So guys, any thoughts on surrogacy?
I mean, it is just like a growing trend which is happening these days. Like if you go to see, there were adoptions which were largely being done in Hollywood, and then, you know, people in Bollywood started adopting kids, someone like Sushmita Sen, even Sunny Leone in the recent days. But now when you go to see, there's a gradual change from adoption to surrogacy. And I think that is majorly because of certain laws which are difficult, which makes it difficult for people to adopt children in India. So I think surrogacy is like a growing trend and a boon to people who cannot conceive.
Agni, any thoughts on this emerging trend?
I feel the whole idea of people going for surrogacy and not adopting would be my thing, you know, my sperm or my egg, you know, the own genes thingy. I think that's the whole fuss about.
Okay, so just to clarify, surrogacy doesn't always necessarily involve your own sperm, because there can be people who, if single mothers want to have a kid through surrogacy, they look at donors. So it's not necessarily their own sperm or their own family, just to clarify. And also guys, Avni is the youngest in the group, so I wanted to know her thoughts about this. I'm sort of very interested. Faizal had also mentioned adoption versus surrogacy. So we're all aware that initially when celebs used to adopt, or even for that matter surrogacy, it would raise some eyebrows, and now it's really just being welcomed. And we're seeing the trend, it's sort of trending in Bollywood, and I'm not sure how much in real life, but what are your thoughts about adoption versus surrogacy in general? Prajakta?
What Faizal just said, I completely agree with it, because in our country, it's still little difficult when it comes to adoption. So I think surrogacy is the more preferred choice for parents, you know, who cannot conceive. So I think, if you are opting for adoption, you have to consider certain rules. And especially when you are a single mother or a single father, it gets even more difficult. So I think surrogacy is the preferred option, currently in Bollywood. And times have changed, so people are opening up to it. So it's a good change. I mean, I think it's a welcome change now.
There was a point that I read in a leading tabloid that recently in the last year, there were around 25,000 kids who were born through surrogacy. And there's a gradual drop in adoption rates. So in 2013, it was something around 3,000 kids were adopted. So if you go to see, that change is majorly not only due to law, but also the availability of, surrogate donors. And, if I personally have to, hire a womb, because now they are considering this as an industry and not just, a technique wherein they help people conceive. So now it's become like an industry wherein people are actually taking money. So that is one of the con which is present right now.
Yeah, so also I want to mention a drawback. So if you talk about, adoption versus surrogacy, then I think the adoption rate has decreased, and it's not really a good sign, because there are several kids, who are, they homeless. Stay homeless, and they need they need parents, you know, who can take care of them, but they don't have a choice. So I think adoption has decreased, and that's not really a good sign.
Okay, so I also agree with you, but did you guys know that, I mean, you talked about the legalities in terms of during adoption and surrogacy. In India, the legal system is a little rigid when it comes to adoption, but with surrogacy, we don't have anything in writing. According to the Indian Council of Medical Research, it only gives us guidelines. Nothing, we don't have a legal binding document. So does that sort of put like the child in a, or a surrogate in a weird situation, you think?
So right now, there is a bill which is still, you know, not passed in the parliament. It is the Assisted Reproductive Technology Bill 2013. Which, you know, actually is not passed by anyone, and it actually states that, you know, it will not allow commercial surrogacy wherein exchange of money, that okay, you are my donor and I'll give you this much money, so you bear a child for me, and that they are not allowing. And there are certain cases wherein, you know, couples who already have one child won't be allowed to bear another child through surrogacy. Then foreigners or NRIs are also not allowed. Then if you are in a live-in relationship, also then in that case also you're not allowed to have a child through surrogacy. So I think if this bill is passed, then there will be certain guidelines that people will follow, and I think then again surrogacy rates will fall down, because if it's becoming that rigid, then I think adoption and surrogacy stand still.
Also, the expenses involved, the money involved, the cost is way too much for surrogacy, and comparatively lesser with adoption. So how does that fare in terms of people opting for surrogacy more than adoption? And do you think that only the privileged are able to opt for surrogacy?
Yeah, so right now if you go to see, only a privileged few are adopting, I mean, are opting for surrogacy, because jo baki normal log rahenge, unka news aata nahi hai hamare paas. So agar kisne kiya bhi rahega, we don't know that, okay, you know, she or he is born through surrogacy. And only these big news makers, celebrities who are opting for surrogacy. One reason might be that, okay, you know, it's also that they can still keep working. They don't have to go for maternity or paternity leaves. And I think that is one of the reasons wherein, you know, someone like an Ekta Kapoor, who's working 365 days a year, as far as I know, and having 9-month ka gap in order to, you know, bear a kid is difficult in her case. And not just that, like, even when you talk about your sexual preferences, if you are not straight or if you are a bisexual or a homosexual, the bill that was announced that was supposed to be clear, it stated that if you're a homosexual or a widow, you wouldn't be allowed a child through surrogacy. And I think right now, till the time we don't have any guideline, people are going to take advantage of it.
So interesting points made by Faisal. Now, Bollywood is always talking about charity and being the bigger people, person, NGOs. So why not indulge in adoption rather than surrogacy? Because then that is sort of giving back to the community, your nation. So what are your thoughts on that, Vicky?
Well, I think adoption still in India is not accepted very easily at homes, in families. You know, still there is this thing going on that kisko adopt kar rahe ho, iske details nikalo, uske details nikalo. Aur kafi had tak aisi bhi cheezein sun, matlab ye aap Bombay mein nahi sun rahe ho, lekin aap Bombay, Bangalore, Calcutta ke bahar jao to कि भाई अरे ये किसकी बेटी होगी, आदतें देखते हैं तो किसका खून है, ये अभी भी चलता है हमारे शहर, मतलब देश में. तो बट सरोगेसी में, यू नो, सो दे आर आई थिंक ओपनिंग अप टू दिस थिंग दैट यू नो यू डोंट हैव दे डोंट कंसीडर इट एज अ टैबू. एंड स्पेशली यू नो व्हाट हैज हैपेंड इज दैट द फिल्म स्टार्स हैव सेट द ट्रेंड. सो फिल्म स्टार्स आर आइडियलाइज्ड, यू नो, टू अ गुड एक्सटेंट इवन इन स्मॉलर टाउन्स. So that is helping the cause. And I know for a fact that even in smaller towns like, you know, Indore, and where my in-laws are, or where my friends are, you know, in smaller towns like Udaipur, Rajasthan, even I was there, one guy from Sholapur, I have a friend. The people are waking up to this surrogacy and are very open about it. But adoption still, no. Maybe. Dekhte hain. Kaise bolein. So it's like that.
I think the main reason will be, as Vicky mentioned, I'll agree with him that, you know, Indian society is still not acceptable towards adoption, because kisi aur ka khoon hai, that is there. Then the second thing is, if you ask me, like, my personal opinion about surrogacy would be, it's a boon, because the work stress and everything adds up to infertility. And even if you don't accept infertility, because in society, if someone tells you that, okay, you know, I am infertile, or if the woman is infertile, then talking about that particular topic in front of the family becomes difficult. And if they say that, okay, they'll make bahana that, okay, theek hai, batana nahi that, okay, we are not fertile enough to carry or conceive a kid, then they'll be like, okay, let's go through surrogacy, because that is better than adopting a kid.
Agni, any thoughts? Why are people opting for surrogacy? You're younger, you think it's the millennial way of doing it.
Lastly, I think that's the reason what you mentioned, Sanya. In 9 months, if you're sitting at home, I mean, you know, I don't think Ekta Kapoor sitting in 9 months at home, or even many actresses or actors, perhaps that is one of the reasons. And but ek tarike se acha hai, chote families mein jo adoption ki wajah se kitne log suffer kar rahe hain, you know. People are crying. I mean, mothers are crying. They are being driven out from their homes, and they are being lambasted by their in-laws. You know, so at least now that, you know, there's a silver lining to this, that this may decrease. But again, I would say the problem is the cost.
So not
where
everybody has.
That is one main thing.
Yeah.
Now in
yeah.
smaller towns, you know, the people I was talking to, they said the cost is a big factor. You know, we don't even have too many doctors here. We have either to come to Bombay, or we have to either go abroad, or, you know. So that is again going to be a problem. Now.
So you think surrogacy is only for the privileged for now?
For the now, yes, but the government should come forward and take it in their stride. I mean, in their fold. Okay, this is this. How they have made abortion available in general hospitals and this hospital. I think there should be. This should form soon a part of our, you know, medical process.
Hey Meghna, do you know how to citizen?
Hey Shreyas, do you know how to citizen?
Hey Meghnaad, do you know how to citizen?
Hey Shreyas, let's just do a podcast about it.
Let's do a podcast about it. A podcast is called
How to Citizen.
In every episode, we get a new guest and discuss one chapter from the 8th grade civics textbook. Think about it as three friends revising before a test. And we go back to school. There's nostalgia, there's trauma, there are lunch breaks, there are favorite teachers, there are horrible teachers, there's everything.
So every Tuesday, we bring in a guest on the podcast and we ask them a very simple question. Do you know how to citizen?
Meghnaad, I think the question is, do you know how to citizen?
But Shreyas, I'm asking you this question. Do you know how to citizen?
There's one, there's where we say that this is a boon. There's another thing where India as a country is still, obviously, like I mentioned, doesn't have proper legal procedure or legal system right now for surrogacy. But there's another thing that it's become a hotspot for commercial surrogacy. Rural areas, I mean, a lot of people from abroad are coming to find surrogate mothers here to bear their children. There's also poor families are forcing their women to go and become surrogate mothers and use that money to maintain. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you think we should figure something out in relation to that? Or it's a boon in that sense also that maybe the rural India will improve? I don't know.
No, ye rahega Sanya, because I think that they will utilize this, they will milk this, you know, the poor families and all, they will milk this. But at least they are doing something which is not wrong. I mean, rather than, you know, poor families suffering and, probably girls getting into wrong professions and rather than do this, you know, and earn a livelihood. You know, वहाँ कितना livelihood आप earn करोगे? वहाँ बोलते हैं rural towns में इनको काम कराओ, इनको काम कराओ, लेकिन मिलता कितना है? At the end of the day, look at the state of the farmers in the country today in rural places. I mean, and what has the government done? Nothing, nothing. So I think ये अगर side में किसको मिल रहा है, I'm sure सबको नहीं मिल रहा है, बहुत कम मिल रहा है. So then why not?
Yeah, so there was another report which I read which said that someone from a person from a foreign country, he visited a village in India. And he offered around $4,000-$5,000 to get, you know, a womb so that he could have a surrogate baby. But then after giving that amount of money, he was not concerned about what is happening to that particular lady. nor was he paying any attention to whether she's getting the correct nutrition or, you know, medical facilities, because it was rural India and there the medical services were very basic, and that led to the death of the woman. So in that case, what do you do?
Exactly, which is why I think we need a solid legal backing in terms of sort of having this procedure in India, and also having, I guess, access to this in terms of just how adoption has become now. But I still feel that the legal system is stronger abroad when it comes to adoption as well. They're so strict about not revealing who your biological parents are and all of that to protect the child, and like you said, the parents as well, who are the adoptive parents. So yeah, what are your closing thoughts on this, the emerging trend in adoption versus surrogacy, or just the legal system, or the India, the new India, I guess?
Growing up, I saw a lot of movies where adoption was seen to be very normal, be it K3G or Baagban. I've seen such movies, and adoption was something that was normal for the people. Like, people knew, people used to talk about it, but I haven't seen, I haven't come across a lot of movies, you know, talking about surrogacy. So I think once movies come, you know, like once people start making movies on those, that'll also start being a trend, you know, gradually people will start getting used to it also.
Wasn't that film where Sajan dealt with surrogacy, but that dealt with the subject very maturely, where you could see, you know, Preeti Zinta was a surrogate mother, so they were taking good care of her and all. But that's only in films, like, you know, Faisal just pointed out a recent incident of a rural area woman. So those kind of cases also happen in real, and that's quite saddening. Because if, you know, you are paying a certain amount and you're making somebody a surrogate mother, then you need to pay attention to that woman and her needs. Because 9 months she's going to, you know.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. But I think the people who actually get involved in this are looking at it as a convenient option. Ki paise diye and wo aa gaya. So I don't think they even realize what goes into it. So maybe that is where this stems from, in my opinion.
So I think now you need someone like a Rajkumar Hirani to make a film about all these things, so that people will come to know, acha theek hai, fun way mein le rahe hai ye log, someone like Munna Bhai sa Gandhi giri kya, abhi surrogacy giri karo.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like, I mean, we always say that Bollywood has a huge influence on how we think and how we act and behave and what we want to believe. So maybe Bollywood could help. I also think the education system, like, we are not taught about these things, even sex education for that matter. We've been for it for a long time now, ki padhao, sikhao, taki awareness will help the people, even children. And because, of course, the rate of kids having sex for the first time, I mean, the age is going down now, like, very sporadic rate. So, sex education, there's also, like, how all of these things, if they're made available in terms of education, that will also help. I think the government needs to aid easier process, more resources in terms of surrogacy and adoption. And also, I think as Bollywood celebs, directors, actors, they should pick up such subjects, don't you guys think, to, even for that matter, adoption. There's so many orphans out there who don't get a good home, and also it's to each its own, really, at the end of the day, what you want to do, but maybe just a better system would help. Do you guys agree?
Yes, absolutely, because Narendra Modi is meeting filmmakers and actors and, you know, deciding on, okay, what is profitable to them, instead of discussing topics like, you know, all these things which actually matter in society. So if even the PM Swachh Bharat to bhi ho gaya, bhi, if he picks up a topic around adoption or surrogacy or sex education, then I think it will reach to a larger audience.
Awesome, guys. This was good. Thank you so much. So until next time, this is Spot Boy Podcast Season 1.